Greg Carlton, Chief of the Florida Agriculture Department's Bureau of Pest Eradication and Control, provides an update on citrus black spot, which is apparently confined to southwest Florida, but which has implications for the statewide citrus industry. Carlton discusses some of those implications.
In Hendry and Collier County, we have 204 square miles under quarantine for citrus black spot. What that basically means is that we've got 33,000 plus acres of actual citrus groves in quarantine down there. And the way we establish those quarantines, if we find a tree that's positive for black spot, we go out 1 mile to the nearest section line and establish the quarantine. But we found the disease in March of 2010, and since that time, each year we've seen the disease expanding. And in talking to the scientists, they expected it to expand. The scientists tell us we're not going to eradicate this disease, but we can do everything we can to try to slow down the spread of the disease. It may be 50 to 100 years before it covers a state, or if it ever covers a state. This is the experience they've had in other countries. So the best thing for the industry to do right now is to do everything we can to slow down the spread of the disease, and that's where the conversation comes in, is what do we need to do, the growers and the industry, the entire industry, not just the growers in the Gulf, what do we need to do to help with this problem, and not only do that, but look at other citrus diseases that we've got now or we may have in the future that we can prevent the spread by taking certain precautionary measures. One of those is tarping fruit trailers. And there's a variety of opinions on that. From the scientific community, it's generally accepted that if you tarp a load of fruit or any other plant material, you reduce the risk of spreading disease. It's buying insurance. That's one of the tools and the toolkit to keep your grove from having the disease or spreading the disease to another grower. So that's basically what the conversation is about. And then also with citrus black spot, the fresh fruit industry here in Florida ships a tremendous amount of fresh fruit to the European Union. And the European Union is very sensitive about citrus black spot, and that's been indicated in other countries where they have stopped imports of citrus fruit because of the level of citrus black spot. So from that aspect, it's very important that we attempt to keep the black spot in as small as area as we can, so we don't lose our export trade to the European Union. And it's particularly important to the grapefruit industry that's shipping over there. So all of that is part of the discussion going on right now. And you've got the science, you've got the growers' opinions, you have growers that are doing everything they can, not just with citrus black spot, but other diseases, to prevent the spread not only into their grove, but inside their groves. And then you have growers that aren't doing anything. And this is a problem we've seen since the beginning of the industry. So the best thing we can do is to continue to try to build a consensus about what needs to be done. And of course, in all of this, economics enters into the picture. And the industry is getting beat up every day with greening problems, and it's tough to come to a grower that's losing his grove and he's fighting for his life with greening and say, you know, we've got citrus black spot down here, and so you need to add a couple of $100 more an acre to your production cost. So that's what we're up against right now, and we'll continue to work on it.
Some of the people at the meeting, they're kind of supportive of tarping for the whole industry, but certainly it's expensive. That is not acceptable to the whole Florida citrus industry, tarping every trailer of fruit everywhere in the state, is it?
At this time it isn't, but I think we need to continue to go back to the industry and lay out the scientific facts. And if we don't have the scientific facts to support tarping or any other preventive measure, we need to get that data and show that whatever we do based on good sound science.
I believe you said of all the infected acreage, about 5 growers account for 80% of it for black spot?
In the area of Hendry and Collier County, but that part of the industry is very unique in that 80% of the acreage down there belongs to 10% of the growers, whereas it's just the opposite in other parts of the state. So there's very few growers in that area, and they're large growers. But that was just part of the conversation we were talking about.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.